I just want to be the first to wish you a happy Black History Month, Si.
Is it?
So I expect you, the other 11 months of the year, to wish me a happy White History Month.
Of course. I thought it was understood.
Hey there, kiddos. Looks like you found your dad's anime stash, and we're going to be doing something a little different this week. We're not going to be talking about anime at all. Me and your dad, Sai, have been reading a book together. So we're going to talk about that. But we need to talk a little bit about history first. Sai, what are we talking about this week?
Ranger Rejects.
Ranger Rejects is a manga.
Manga
is Japanese for comic book, I believe.
Something like that.
But to explain that, we need to do a little bit of history. All right, Sai, are you on board for a history lesson?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So starting in about 1911 all the way to 1965, the two fucking dumbest generations of people to ever live were born, right? Okay. The greatest generation of the baby boomers. They're not all that important except for the fact that in 1980, they were stupid enough to vote for Reagan. Okay? The worst president in the history of the United States. The reason Reagan is important to this was because in 1980, he was elected to office. And the first thing he did was decide that children are a viable source for predatory advertising. Okay. Uh-huh. And I know what you're thinking. What the hell are you talking about, Josh? Well, the reason that's important is because without Reagan deregulating advertising to children, we would have never seen Power Rangers. Because in 1975, the Super Sentai series began, right?
I'm getting what you're pushing up. Because it was literally just for cartoons.
Yeah.
For comic books.
Himitatsu Sentai Go Rangers, right?
For toys! Fuck.
Yes, exactly. So, it wasn't just toys. It was sugary cereals. It was,
I'm saying anything. Like, the Rangers were promoting for.
Right. So, in 1980, Reagan deregulates that. But in 1975, Hitatsu Sentai Go Ranger came out in Japan. Right. Uh-huh. So, the reason that's important is that was the first Sentai series. Sentai is pivotal to what we're talking about today, as the manga we read is a Sentai book with a really good twist. A twist that's so good that I have not been able to put it down the past week since Sai said I have to read it.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's really good. I like it.
It's so good.
Is it qualified as shonen? Is it a shonen?
It's a shonen. I mean, it's a battle anime.
Yeah.
Flash forward to 1992 when Chiraiku Sentai Zoo Ranger comes out. We got our friends Ham Saban and Skulky Levy. They're like, hey, we can buy the rights to this and air it in the United States. And the Sentai people are like, of course, go do that. We'll sell you the rights super cheap because they make more money. And also no one else wants the rights because it's a terrible idea. It's 1992, 1993. No one's watching anime, right? Sai, you're not even born yet.
In what year?
1993.
I was born.
You were just born.
I was born a year before.
You were born in 1992. You were born February 21st, 1992.
April.
Okay. Four. I don't need your negativity right now. Okay. I need a history lesson.
Okay.
So anyway, they sell them the rights, but Ham Saban has a little twist on it. They're going to not tell people it's Japanese. They're just going to use the battle footage, pop a couple of American teenagers in there. You know, Bob's your uncle. There we go. We got the biggest TV series for children to date. Power Rangers comes out. Power Rangers is very pivotal to this, because if not for Power Rangers, we probably wouldn't care that much about Sentai.
Probably not.
Would you agree?
Yeah, of course.
So,
but I mean, Kamen Rider was really popular in America. I'm joking.
Yeah, I mean,
Ultraman too.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
I like Ultraman that. Is China.
So a lot happens with this Power Ranger stuff. You know, a lot of bad stuff, to be honest. It's interesting. You know, a lot of the Power Rangers now, the people who are in the original Power Rangers, will do a convention over the weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do an anime convention, something like that. A lot of them will make more in that weekend than they did the entire time filming Power Rangers.
Of course.
That is insane to think about. They weren't...
What do you call that?
SAG.
Yeah, they weren't union.
They were getting paid like $100 an episode, which is insane to be the most popular man pretending to be a teenager and making $100 an episode.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
So anyway, 100. All of that happens, right? And then nothing else happens for a long time in the world. Would you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, nothing else that matters until Ranger Rejects comes out.
Okay.
All right. So that's our history lesson. That's how we got here today.
Makes sense. It sounds right. Sounds factual. Right.
So the Rangers are good guys, right?
Yes. Of course.
Okay. You've traditionally known the Rangers to be good guys. Occasionally they'll turn bad. Occasionally there's bad sets of Rangers. Sometimes they're psycho Rangers that
sometimes their dollar store costumes of Rangers.
Are you talking about the Lord Zedd ones? My God, what was that? Like, did they really think so? You know,
they just had their eyes cut out and it wasn't even cut out good.
Did you know that that was supposed to be originally those evil Rangers were supposed to be bigger to the plot, but they were so horrible that they cut it out?
They didn't have money for costumes, apparently.
I just don't get it.
I feel like they could have just used the, because that was like, what, season two or three? Could have used just the old costumes.
That would have been good, but they were probably using the old costumes.
Oh, but then they wouldn't have had fight scenes.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't have a lot. There had to be something in there. There had to be something, you know.
They did their own fight scenes. Man, that was so crazy.
A lot, you know, that's another thing. A lot of those fight scenes were just done without permits in the middle of crowded areas or deserts. So you more trouble with the Power Rangers, but we're not gonna talk about Power Rangers the whole time. We're gonna talk about Dragon Keepers, who are the pivotal
Rangers
protagonists, supposedly, in our series today, the Ranger Rejects. So Ranger Rejects takes place modern day, the future, sometime, right? Yeah. And the Rangers, the I'd Dragon say modern Keepers. Day. Well, the story starts 13 years before modern day. Good enough. I don't know what all that beeping's about, but tell
I have no idea either.
13 years ago, a floating island, which is a ship, shows up on Earth, and these monsters start attacking people. And the monsters are called executives. They are the bad guys. They are the leaders. But the Dragon Keepers are created with their celestial weapons and they can defeat them. And they do. All the executives are defeated. And all that remains is foot soldiers. So the Rangers make a deal with the foot soldiers, the Dusters as they're called, and they tell them, here's the deal. We'll let you stay alive if every Sunday you pretend to be an executive and you come down to Earth and fight us to keep up appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're thinking, Si. Eh, whatever. That's not that bad. You know, I've heard of people doing worse things. Well, the Rangers aren't good guys. You'll find out.
Not at all. What the?
So, eventually, you'll find out some of the Dusters didn't agree with this, and they took off right away. Others stayed and kept up the charade. But one of them gets over it. After 13 years, our hero, Foot Soldier D, decides that he's going to put an end to this. And how is he going to end it? He's going to destroy the Rangers, and eventually he decides he's going to destroy everyone in power so the foot soldiers can live peacefully. The humans are there, whatever, he's fine with that, but as long as no one's wielding power over anyone else. So Foot Soldier D is a hero. Any arguments with that?
No, he's definitely a hero.
He's a hero? Do you think there are any other heroes?
I mean, I'm kind of tempted to say that pink, is she pink?
She's pink.
The pink first class ranger, junior first class, would kind of fit into hero-ish.
Anti-hero-ish. She's definitely more of an anti-hero.
Yeah.
So, Si, I'm a little bit further than you. Tell me where you're at so far.
I am.
And then I'll spoil the rest for you.
That's fine. I don't care. I am at the part where he's fighting one of the blue keeper, I think it's the third class. No, he might be junior third class or fourth class, but it's the dude when they're in the forest and he meets Hibiki or whatever. And
Sakurama.
Yeah. And I finished the chapter where he just was like talking about his family.
So you haven't even gotten to the plot yet. You haven't met the rejects.
No.
It takes a while to get there.
I didn't know there were rejects. Well, I guess
it's called Ranger. Is it called Ranger Rejects or Ranger Reject?
It's Rejects. There's like three different names. There's the Japanese name. There's Go-Go Loser Ranger. There's Ranger Rejects.
Dragon Keepers. Yeah. All right. So Sakurama is the one who convinced him to try to become a ranger in the first place.
Yeah, there was that girl in it. Him too, right?
I can't recall her name. I know who you're talking about.
But it was when he was like... Yeah, that whole scene was like confusing because they did the backstory and did he like...
You're talking about at the very beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, at the very beginning, he comes down to Earth. So, something we should talk about is the foot soldiers can disguise themselves as humans, which is very pivotal to the plot.
Yes.
Foot Soldier D's main ability is that he is very good at disguising himself as humans.
Yeah. They say they all can transform, and they each have different levels of control over how they can do it or something like that. Like, right. Some essentially, people do think, like, I guess animals better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some do better than others. Some people can transform into a flower pot for 3 days. Some people can transform into Sakurama for the remainder of the comic. It's all what they practice.
Yeah. And
one
dude can turn into a tiger. That turns into a truck.
A tiger truck. That's a very good. Don't laugh at Tiger Truck. Man. I thought Tiger he might have had it.
Tiger I like Tiger Truck. He was dope. He was like, he needs something better than this. Truck.
I like that the foot soldiers are all stupid, but they're all like, yeah, oh, that's a great idea.
They're dumb. They are dumb wussies.
Yeah. So the foot soldiers are extremely breakable. Like, so much so that if foot soldier D gets hit once, he'll lose the fight. So his whole point is he makes sure not to get hit.
Well, yeah, because if they hit him with the divine tool, then he's fucked.
Right, but if he also gets punched in the face, he's fucked. But they're immortal, so they can always pull themselves back together unless they get hit with a divine tool.
Yeah, they turn into dust and either go where the wind is blowing or they go back to the palace. I didn't quite understand why that.
So, dusters is what they're called.
No, I get that. Dust, so. But I didn't understand why the wind just takes some. And they don't go
if they're hit with a divine weapon, anything from the divine weapon, they just. Which you learn later is the divine weapons aren't. It's like. So, oh my God, fucking. So the Blue Keeper is this massive piece of shit.
But he looks so cool, though. That's the one with the fangs, right?
He's the one with the fangs and the scars all over his face. You learn from him that the divine weapons don't just, it's not just a weapon, it gives you abilities.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, because
so like
the guy he's fighting right now is all goopy.
With the poison, yeah, the gooey.
Yeah. Oh, okay, the poison. Learn, I thought it was like acid or something.
That's what it is. It's I think acid is poison, though.
Isn't it? I guess. Fair enough. In Pokemon, it is.
Can we just agree that acid is poisonous and we shouldn't eat it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Definitely shouldn't eat it.
But so you get the abilities such as you can create a big giant head that flies around or a little fish that fly around.
I feel like the big giant head was something that's going to show up.
It's definitely going to show up. Oh, this is foreshadowing. So, as we pointed out, there are going to be spoilers. I do plan on spoiling this for Sai.
That's fine.
So, you're about at the point where he takes over Sakurama's life.
Yes. Okay. And Sakurama's the guy that he met, right?
Yes.
You find out.
Sakurama's known all along that he's a foot soldier, but he convinced him to join anyway.
Yeah, and it's just he has black hair.
Right. So
or whatever.
Sakurama agrees with him that the ranger structure needs to fall down. Sakurama's plan is to rebuild the structure as they go, whereas Foot Soldier's D plan is to destroy everything he can get his hands on.
Yes.
But do you know why Sakurama is so against the structure?
I think it has something to do with his sister. I think I couldn't quite tell what happened because I was kind of speed reading the last parts of this chapter, but somebody weird popped up and something happened. So
no, his sister is the Pink Keeper.
Oh, okay.
But she's in a wheelchair from a battle. But whenever she uses the divine tools, she can walk again.
Hmm.
Yeah. But nobody knows. Yeah. The other thing you didn't see coming is that Sakurama has a foot soldier named Exus living in his closet. Yep. So she's lived there for the past 13 years.
It's a she.
She has long hair and she turns into a girl. She's lived there for like 13 years with him. And she is waiting for an executive to come back.
Okay. Thought they were all dead.
Well, so did I, but you're wrong.
I guess not. I mean, that's writing, I guess.
That's writing for you.
Man, that's pretty cool. Huh. Kind of blew my mind.
So you think it's good. It's so good when the executive comes back because he looks like kind of a tree guy. And then he turns into an actual tree. And then he has a bunch of fruit from the tree that falls and becomes a bunch of clone bodies of him.
I mean, that's not weirder than anything in rank
power. It's not weird. It's good ability. It makes a good
fight. It's not weirder than anything in Power Rangers, so.
Well, I mean, there was some normal stuff in Power Rangers. Remember that time they went to prom?
Yes, I think.
That was normal enough.
I mean, yeah, they did normal things. I wish there was a Bulk and Skull in this. There's no Bulk or Skull. I guess the dust.
Yeah, I think they take care of that on this.
I guess the dust is themselves. Yeah, they blew up that other dust there when he was just looking for D. Kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad for that guy.
Well, that's because the Rangers are shit.
Oh, they're... Like when he punched the Red Ranger.
I was going to say, talk about Red Ranger. Talk about the Red Keeper.
Well, he was the
Red Keeper loses his divine tool.
Yeah, and the junior first class was like, yeah, one day I'll be the Ranger first class. And apparently he got butthurt about it, and he just punches, I guess, his face off.
He punches his face off, yes.
I couldn't tell if he, but like, you just see the wall with blood splatter, and you couldn't see where his face was. So I was like, I don't know if he killed him or if he just punched him really hard. He got mad.
He got mad at someone questioning his authority. He does not like that.
And I mean, Panda Guy died, I think. Oh no, he definitely died. He exploded.
Panda Guy's alive.
What? He survived that explosion?
Yeah.
That's
so what you find out later is all the junior first class, or JFCs as they call them, have imitation divine weapons that give them abilities. As you've already seen with Gooey Guy.
Yeah, he has a cool sight. Do they all have the same? Like, is all the Blue Rangers size?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking punched his fucking face in.
He did punch his fucking face in.
So cool. Yeah, once I saw that, I was like, "Yeah, I'm in for the long run. It's gonna be super fun."
It has its moments of fun. It has its moments that aren't as fun.
Yeah.
Man, I'm excited for the anime because I'd like to see some of these fight scenes.
Yes, I want to see Tiger. The Tiger Truck.
I feel like if they're gonna skip anything, it's gonna be Tiger Truck, unfortunately.
I don't think they're gonna skip Tiger Truck though.
I hope they don't.
I don't think so.
I hope
the city's called Milky Way City, by the way. It's fucking stupid.
No, it's a beautiful name. I hope they find a way to keep shoehorning Tiger Truck in all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see them. So that one, there can't be that many dusters left.
No, there's not. Because they all float away.
I was thinking F is the last one we see. Well, the highest one I think we saw from A to F. And he died.
Yeah, but there could be more.
Yeah, I mean X is.
Well, X's was she wasn't named with X's. Them.
X's. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They named themselves.
They named themselves, but...
they didn't have names, so they were like, what's our name? A, B, C.
The executive named her X's because all the other foot soldiers were naming themselves.
Okay.
She's a very good foot soldier. She's all about it.
I mean, D seems to be all about it as well.
What? No.
All about what?
Exus is all about foot soldiering. D is all about making a place for the foot soldiers to live in peace.
I mean, both want to fight the Rangers.
It's not the same thing. Like, if he didn't have to fight the Rangers, he wouldn't.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, fair enough, I guess.
Man. Oh, it's so good. So they have this exam called the Baylong exam, right? Where they're they take
to be a ranger, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Like to be become an independent ranger.
Yeah, you go from being a colorless to being a colored person. That's a horrible way to say that. Go from being a colorless to picking a color. So
you go from having 11 months out of the year to having one.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But the Baylong exams are all a. It is the shortest one. Even when it gets that extra day, it's still the shortest one. The Baylong exams are like a trick because what they do is they pick two people to be each color and tell them they're a team, but then they find out that they're not actually a team.
That
one person from each color passes.
So there's only. How many people are in it?
10.
10? Okay. Okay, so there's two red. Okay.
Two red, two blue, two.
And only five. Green, okay.
Yeah. That and only sense. Five of them will pass because they have to get. What they're doing is they're fighting the junior first class who are pretending to be invaders. And they have to get a key from each of them.
And the actual invader is that's fucking
well. Well, while they're doing the exam, that's when the executive shows up to get Exus, and it's in the same building. So shit goes crazy, man.
He should have waited a day.
No, it was all part of the chaos.
He should have waited a day. Everyone probably would have been there.
They have. Are you familiar with the Ranger tool yet?
Is that different from the divine tool?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically a little stick that can turn into either a gun or a knife.
Okay.
So like you remember the Ranger, the Power Rangers thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But someone on Sakurama's team figures out a way to use it as like a lightsaber. So his team starts doing that to get all the keys from the other team. They're trying to get all the keys from the other team. And man, there is a really good fight during this.
Wait, so it turns into a sword and a gun.
It turns into either a knife or a gun, or a you knife? Can turn it into like, yeah, it's small.
Okay. And then he turns it into a light. Okay.
It's like a lightsaber thing. It's more like a Kuwabara spirit sword.
Okay. He's basically shooting the fire. He's shooting the laser from the gun.
You can shoot a laser from the gun, but using it in the other way, they call it burst mode, is a lot more powerful. Okay. And they really start fucking going at each other with that.
I'm going to have to catch up. Yep.
It's fucking good. But while they're doing that, you know, the executive is wreaking havoc and killing people, trying to find his way out, and all the junior first class are fighting him, but they're not doing so great. But then the blue keeper shows up.
Oh Lord, that guy seems unhinged.
He is so fucking unhinged when they go into his backstory. That's when I was like, I sent you a message. I was like, fuck the blue keeper.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the red keeper is worse than him, though.
The Red Keeper is probably the worst, but I don't know that yet. All I know about the Blue Keeper.
Yeah, I know. I mean, okay. Their helmets are really cool, though. I like their helmets.
I like their design. It's really good.
I don't think we've seen any helmets that cool in Power Rangers.
The Green Ranger helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it has the gold.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe the the Gold Ranger in Zeo.
Yeah. He wasn't really a ranger though, so
Champ Triforce is definitely a ranger, bro.
He was not a Power Ranger, he was a completely different thing.
He was a Triforian Ranger.
He was a Triforian Ranger, yeah. But I guess you can call him a Power Ranger if you want. I don't care if people call Frankenstein Frankenstein's monster, so I don't know why I'd care about this.
I call Magna Defender a Power Ranger, so.
Do you call him Frankenstein's monster?
I mean, sometimes.
Do you call Frankenstein a Power Ranger?
I mean, he's a meat Power Ranger.
I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to call him the Meat Ranger.
That's exactly what he is. Oh, Doggy Kruger had a cool helmet too, though.
You and that dog, man. You were obsessed with that dude.
Doggy Kruger's cool. He had a cool story.
Magna Defender had a tough story, man. Yeah, did you ever see that? Oh, where his kid got killed and he had to watch?
Yeah, and then he took over that dead guy's body.
Like, that's a kid's show.
Yeah, it was rough. I watched that one and when it was coming out.
And you were like, oh, I'm traumatized now.
No, I was like, oh, man, I love the Magna Defender. I had a Magna Defender toy.
Were you glad his kid was dead?
No, I don't think so. I don't recall. I don't want to say no. I might have been. I might have been like, cool, I could be his kid now.
Oh, that's sounds like a bad job. Sounds too risky.
I mean, yeah. He had a cool... I fucking missed the Magna Defender.
You know,
and what was the robot? The cop. It looked like a cop robot. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Centurion?
Yeah, Blue Centurion.
Yeah, no. That's not for me. I was pretty checked out by Turbo.
But you remember Magna Defender.
Yeah, well, I'd watched a little bit more later.
You checked out and checked back in. Okay.
Magna Defender was kind of important.
Blue Centurion was weird.
You know who else was weird? It was Ninjor.
Yeah, he was really weird.
Why did his voice sound like girls? It was a choice they made, but like, here's the thing. Typically, I like when... and cartoonish things when they're voice acting and they do crazy things like in Edamon, you know. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to be an Elvis impersonator, but he did it, and he did it for us.
He did have to be I think he did have to be
we wouldn't remember him today and love him like we do if he didn't.
No, the Phantom Ranger, that was his name.
Phantom Ranger. Yeah,
I liked him too.
I always thought the chick who played Divatox was hot. But what was I saying?
She had a weird nephew.
Yeah. Rita had a weird brother. What do you want?
Fucking Rito was awesome.
Rito?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about Rito? Master Vile? Master Vile was awful.
Master Vile. Is that...
her dad.
Okay. Yeah, he was pretty awful.
He was pretty awful. He kind of ruined the series.
I liked that in Power Rangers, what was it called? The big Zord that Zed had? It was in Forever Red.
The
one that ran on AAA batteries. Because it always would run Serpentera. Out of power. Serpentera. Yeah, Serpentera ran on AAA batteries.
How did it run on AAA batteries?
Because it would always run out of power.
It would have to. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about a toy. Gotcha. No. Yeah. It was powering up, too, and then it was just like, nope. Like, dude, this happened 4 times.
It happened a lot. And it was... they could have won a lot of times. But Serpentera ran out of batteries.
Lord Zed was scary, man.
Yeah, he was. Fucking fleshless man. And then he got hitched.
He did get hitched.
And then he got a trailer. Yeah, I guess Power Rangers was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. They They were trying to make it like super scary, and then they had to tone him down a lot, and their way of doing that was getting him married.
Yeah, I mean, Rito, I remember when Bulk and Skull had a pet Rito and
they lived in their garage.
In the garage.
And they were just chilling, man. Everything was so cool for them.
Like exes.
Like exes, yeah. That's probably where they got the inspiration.
What? They took a lot of stuff from Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And just battle anime.
Well, I mean, you're not going to find anything new.
No, but they do it very... like, not badly. They do it great. I don't know. I want to say they subvert, but I don't think they do.
No, they don't subvert. But the thing is, it's hard to take anything old without getting criticized, but you can always add a new spin to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was just thinking about this. Like, because I was watching, not Redo of a Healer, the new healer show that came out that we talked about.
Whatever.
The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. It's actually kind of funny.
Sure it is.
It's actually better than it sounded. It was a D or a C. It's trash. But, where was I going with that? But, oh, okay. So, in the book, they were doing it, the real Sakurama's backstory. And there's a panel where D's like, oh, look, a cloud. And I was like, and he was like, man, I get it. I know you don't, just bear with me. You have to go through this flashback. And I was like, Josh probably like that.
I did like that. And there's another part later where he's trying to, when it's the 5 versus 5 thing and he's trying to recruit someone else for a team. And the person's like just laying on the ground, depressed and stuff. And he's like, get up. You have to be on my team. And the guy's like, you don't understand. This other guy's been my friend our whole life. I remember back in 5th grade, and he says, shut up, we don't have time for a flashback. Get up. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, he breaks the fourth wall without breaking the fourth wall. In a way. It's not as obvious as, like, Deadpool.
Yeah. I hate Deadpool.
Like, I like Deadpool. It's
too much. It's like I'm not against breaking the fourth wall every once and again, but when that's your main character trait.
No, I like Deadpool. Deadpool, Cable and Deadpool comic book. That was a really good run.
Yeah, but it was more grounded because Cable wasn't constantly cracking a joke.
Yeah. All right. That's why I like Deadpool. Man, I don't know. Fucking. So, does he still only have the red divine tool?
He doesn't have it. She does.
Well, yeah, I know he gave it to her, but.
Well,
still stolen?
Where I'm at, he also has the blue divine tool.
Oh, well, yeah.
He kills the blue keeper. I was a bit more shocked from that.
Uh-huh. I mean, I imagine it's not the helmet that makes him have the fangs.
No, it's just the fact that he has fangs sometimes.
Oh, okay, so it's not...
Blue has it coming.
I mean, I imagine.
But his whole backstory was basically to show that Red's the real bad guy.
Oh. Okay.
Red's the bad guy.
I mean,
but that Red's the leader, so.
Yeah. I can't wait till they do the Six Ranger thing.
You think they're gonna?
No. They might.
They could, though.
Yeah, right. I think how many I was just looking at the
It's got 125 issues out.
I think it started in like 21.
Man, what really made me happy was
it started February 21. So yeah. And it's still ongoing, so
2 years ago. Hopefully it goes on forever. Well, it really made me happy when the executive showed up and Foot Soldier D decided that he's got to kill all the executives too.
What?
It's like, I'm in, man, 100%. Okay, he has a goal. He keeps telling himself that he's like this evil guy who's just there for world domination, but he's not. He's just there for the Foot Soldiers.
Why the Foot Soldiers? They don't just transform into like humans and live their life. Because there's nothing that they can, like, the Keepers can't track them off like an energy signature or anything.
No.
That's a good call. They could just leave.
Well, they're afraid that they'll get tracked.
Yeah. I mean, but for D, I mean, yeah, he got, I guess he has to convince. I mean, it makes sense. I guess he has to convince them that it's okay to do that. Because when Blue Keeper goes to the palace and just like, hey, you guys are now under new management again. And these are your new overlords. They're like, okay. Yeah,
and they leave the juniors there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
It does have a lot going on. I told you, it's like Shrek. It's got layers.
Yeah, and I said, like, right, the first junior first class ranger, he had a lot of layers too. He saw all of those.
You didn't see any of the layers.
I mean, you saw a little bit of it. You saw the blood. Yeah, it was layered on the wall.
It's black and white, so maybe it wasn't blood.
But it reads really well. Like it does read very well. I haven't had any trouble like following what's going on.
I've only had trouble following when there's multiple rangers talking.
Oh, I was talking about like the action fight, the action.
Yeah.
Like, visually. Like I can kind of see what's going on. Like the blocking and stuff is good. It's not overdone.
But it does get tough to follow who's who when you know they're all drawn, they're all wearing the same thing.
And they're all black and white.
You gotta really pay attention to the helmets.
Yeah, and they're all black and white. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
They should have like
Power Rangers is pretty based on color.
Yeah. I mean, I noticed today because I was just like scrolling through the first 5 chapters just to see. Because I thought Mark was gonna be here. And I figured he'd only read the first 5 if he read
any of it.
Yeah. But they actually put like a little D on his shoulder. I was like, oh, I never noticed that the first time. Like when he's in his Foot Soldier Guard. Yeah, like they actually have a D on it.
Oh. Yeah.
When he's fighting.
Basically, there's only 2 Foot Soldiers we hear about now. And
one I mean, yeah, hair. the other ones are shit. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
It took them a while to come up with Tiger Truck.
Tiger Truck, but the thing is, man, good ideas take time.
I mean, yeah, they do. They were workshopping. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's overall good. I'm really excited for the anime.
Yeah, me too. I'm nervous though that it's gonna pull that bullshit where instead of fights, we have backstory.
I mean, I don't. It could. I mean, it always could do it. Which is weird.
It's so popular now.
Yeah. But I was watching Solo Leveling today, the 4th episode.
You're still watching that?
Of course. There's nothing else to watch, really. I mean, it looks cool.
Tales of Fighting Rings.
I'm caught up on that.
Oh, okay.
He's fighting and he's fighting like some wolves, and then they do a backstory of like a flashback, but the flashback is just the things we've already seen in the first three episodes. And I was like, I could have deal without that. I kind of felt like Josh at that moment. I was like, I could have, like, I remember. But I mean, I understand also it's weekly. Like, Dragon Ball Z had the last time on Dragon Ball Z. I mean, yeah, I get helpful. It. It's for kids. Kids have short attention spans. They're dumb. I don't know why all these people are like, oh, we need to treat kids like they're smarter than they are. They're dumb. They need it. I need it sometimes. Usually at the end of usually it's for the first episode of the next.
And I'm with like, it's like you're watching if you're watching a long running show, sometimes you need to be reminded of what happened five seasons ago.
Yeah, yeah. But no, not like when it's episode four. Not
three episodes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. That was crazy. I don't know, man. I think it, did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Trailer's good though. It looks really
good. The trailer does look good. Everything about it looks good. I'm stoked for it. I'm happy. I'm happy it's happening. When is that?
It's sometime this year. I don't know when. I'm not sure. I was hoping it was gonna be the beginning, the first the winter, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I was saying it's 2024.
So it's probably gonna be towards the end. Spring. Oh, your favorite show comes out in the spring, though.
Which, what?
Demon Slayer?
Oh, man.
And it's probably the worst arc, too, as well.
Is it, what, any arc?
No, it's probably the worst one out of Demon Slayer. It's the Hashira training arc.
Oh, man. Wait, I mean, is that like he's training to be a Hashira or it's just Rengoku?
It's not Rengoku's day.
I know, but the only episode I liked was the one that was all about Rengoku.
Yeah, no, it's him training to become a...
He's training to be a Hashira?
Yes.
He's so shit, though.
Yes.
Did he already fuck his sister?
No, not yet, I don't think.
All right. I think we covered everything we need to tonight from that to this.
Yeah, we did about an hour.
We're not gonna grade it because it's manga. We'll save that for the anime.
Yeah,
but we all love it. Do you wanna talk about what we're doing next week?
Quiz show.
No.
No, I thought that was next week. Is it more? Ranger Rejects.
We're watching Tanaka-kun is always listless.
Shit. I started watching the first episode and I was like, no.
Dude, I got 5 minutes into it and I was like, no. But
I didn't get that.
To be fair, that's how I felt about Symphogears, and then I ended up liking that. So. I'm going to give it another run.
Yeah, I know, but I just wasn't in the mood to watch. I haven't really watched anything this week.
Yeah, me either. I've just been reading.
I hadn't been doing that. So, I hadn't done anything.
So next week, we're going to watch Tanaka-kun is Always Listless. And then the week after, we're going to do a quiz show because Sai wants to. So
and I'm not doing a
quiz show. Just let us know. You're invited. I'll be doing the quiz, so it's probably going to be the best one we've ever done.
Okay. I believe you.
Well, I'm just going to steal questions from you.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Then we'll just end the show. We'll just click stop, and then we'll
end. Stop.
Abruptly.